We'll begin with prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the word that you're forming in us, the knowledge you've given us for this day, for our time. Lord, I thank you for the Holy Spirit. Help us to go forward in you, receiving all that you will have to say to us, that we may do all this in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Oh, I love this class. You know, anything that's of the Holy Ghost, that's just a blessing in it. It's just the way it is. We stopped about verse 22.
What chapter?
St. John 18. We'll start with verse 19. Verse 19 says, "The high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine. And Jesus answered him, I spake openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whither the Jews always resort. And in secret have I said nothing. Why askest thou me? Ask them which heard me what I have said unto them. Behold, they know what I said. And when he had thus spoken, one of the officers which stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, Answerest thou the high priest so? Jesus answered him, If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why smitest thou me? Now Annas had sent him bound unto Caiaphas the high priest. And Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. They said, Therefore unto him, Are not thou also one of his disciples? He denied it, and said, I am not. One of the servants of the high priest being his kinsman, whose ear Peter cut off, saith unto him, Did not I see thee in the garden with him? And Peter then denied again, and immediately the cock crew. All right, Jesus had told him this would happen. And sometimes the Lord can see things coming that we may miss. And whenever I learned, whenever the Lord warned me or showed me something that was coming, once it came, I knew that the Lord was trying to help me avoid something. And I learned to respect whatever he said to me. So when this happened, Peter had a new awareness that if Jesus said it, it's going to be. But, you know, we talked last week about this, how in his mind he had doubt, but he had faith in his heart. And Jesus prayed for him and he was strengthened. But this reminds me of times the Lord tried to tell me something, and I didn't always respond in faith, or I didn't stick with what he said do. But I learned to respect the Lord's word. If he sees something, and he may say, you won't need this in this situation, you won't need to do it that way. And I just, you know, I couldn't tell whether it was me or him, and I'd do it anyway. And then I have the results he was trying to keep me from having. So this is in communion, we learn who God is. We learn that he's right there with us, that he's personal, that when he guides us, we can, and we're led by him, and we stick with what he say do, we're going to have the results, the best results. When we don't ever have to have the worst results, we can have the best results. Okay, now last time we made it down to 37. But that was important. This part where Peter denied three times, Jesus warned him, tried to get him to pray in the garden, mm-hmm. but he fell asleep. He took it lightly. I've taken God's word lightly before, and fell in and got in trouble, or I saw why God said don't do it, and it ended up costing me. And it just like with Peter. But once we learn. And some things we learn for ourselves. it's not the most, but this can help us appreciate when God guides us, and then we win. whenever you win in life, you also have to remember that you could have lost. But Peter, he bounced back. He got back in faith.
Why did you think he got back in faith?
Because Jesus prayed for him, and then he loved him.
Who's praying for us now?
Our high priest.
Yeah, okay, we get off and go right back.
And he gets us right back on track. Okay, now they tried to trip Jesus up before all this happened. They were always against him. They tried to tangle up his words so they could accuse him, so they could kill him. They couldn't do it to the point that they stopped trying.
Let's revisit that about Jesus prayed for him, Peter.
Yeah.
He told Peter that Satan desired to sift you as
wheat.
As a grain.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was telling him, he was saying what Satan wanted to do to Peter. And he was also letting him know what I want to do for you. He said, but. So that exalted.
Yeah.
Whatever the enemy was trying to do. You know, the English language, when they put, but on the right-hand side, that's the exalted side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so he said, but I prayed for you.
Yeah.
And he's still praying for us.
Mm-hmm.
He's up there interceding for us and making intercession for us. So he knew what the devil was trying. He saw what the devil was trying to do.
Mm-hmm. And the same.
Sometimes we don't see what the enemy is trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
He's got little traps set for us,
mm-hmm.
and we don't see it. Sometimes we do, and sometimes we don't.
Mm-hmm.
But if you pray in the Holy Spirit, He'll show you.
He will.
A lot of things that the enemy have for you.
And that's how we learn warfare. That's the best way to learn to fight it. He think he's always up to something. And, you know, I said, Lord, some things I haven't walked in victory in. You know, there are things that I hadn't, that, you know, running late. And I said, I got to get that right. He said, the enemy's working where you're not looking. And see, the Holy Spirit knows some things you can, we deal with things as we deal with them. There are some things that I, you know, that's on the top of my list I've got to do. And I'm focused on doing that. And if you're not looking over here, he's working there. There are things that's how he operates. You can mean well, but he knows that you mean well, but he has to find a way to hinder you. He's, you know, Paul said that he was going to come to a certain city, but Satan hindered him. He's trying to stop our progress in every way he can. Everything that we're trying to do, we're trying to do our best, and he's trying to hinder us.
And, but as Jesus told Peter he was praying for, we have to remember, okay, I'm going to get through this. I'm praying, Jesus praying. We're going to get through
this. We're going to do this.
Brother David.
Mm-hmm.
We're both praying. I'm praying, and I know Jesus praying. And I don't mean to introduce y'all to another prayer warrior on earth, the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So, yes, yes, he's interceding for us.
Mm-hmm.
He make intercession groanings. And, he's praying.
Yep.
We have one in heaven, one here on earth praying for us. I mean, come on, get a grip.
Yeah.
Tell yourself, hey, get a grip.
Yep. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. When the same fight that Jesus had, now Jesus was doing the fighting. They were with him. They saw all these things. They saw the people trying to trip him up. And now he's about to leave. And they didn't know how to counter what the Pharisees were doing like Jesus did. So I can see their concern when he said he's going to leave and not come back for, you know, to the Lord, send him back. They were going to be without him for a long period of time. They didn't know how this was going to play out. And he said, I'm going to send you another comforter.
Amen.
And one scripture in Luke said that when they take you to the councils, don't say anything. It will be given to you what to say. And that was one of the ways I learned to follow God. Because he give me what to say. He give me what to do.
Yes, he does.
And now at first, I didn't have any experience hearing God like that. And I'm like, you know, I didn't know what to expect and how it would work. But as it happened, you grow in confidence. It's kind of like Moses when he first went to Egypt. He was kind of bashful about it. But then by the third time his words came to pass, I'm sure he got bolder with it. You know, at first, he was trying to find a way out. I don't speak well. And God said, who made man's mouth? And you know, that was his introduction to belief for his healing, but he didn't do it. He sent his brother Aaron. He told Aaron what to say, and Aaron could speak well. He told the king what Moses said. And that's how they worked it out. But your confidence level grows as you take the Lord at his word and obey him and go forward. And Jesus knew how to fight. He knew how to do a warfare. He warned in the beginning, when he went to the wilderness to be tempted. He warned there, and then he warned in life. He had to be tested there, and then he was ready, because God, he builds on foundation. He's foundational. People like to say that that God is mysterious. He's not mysterious. He's foundational. He does the foundational things first. He does things as he. You can't judge the size of a ministry by how many people attend.
Amen.
You have to judge the size of a ministry by the foundation God lays.
Amen.
When he lays the foundation, he's going to build on it.
Now, him being Jesus, he only taught 12.
Yeah.
You know, he just had 12. I'm going like, you're Jesus. come on.
Uh-huh.
But those 12 turned the world upside down.
Yeah. And 10 men could have spared Sodom and Gomorrah. 10 righteous. That's the power that we have. That's why the enemy tries so hard to stop us.
Mm-hmm.
And he's crafty, but he's defeated. we win. You know, if we want to, we can always win. If we want to bad enough, we can win. He'll fight us where we're not looking, where things we may not know about. Areas of life where we don't even think to consider. But the Holy Spirit can alert us to it, and we still can win.
Mm-hmm. Be studying in Jude. Build yourself up.
Mm-hmm.
Build yourself up.
You know, as mm-hmm. you were thinking about this deception, the United States is deceived, and the world is deceived. In some ways, the church. We're not deceived anymore. This upcoming generation, they call millennials, like that. Young people.
Uh-huh.
They're ready for the end times. We've prayed for them.
Yeah.
They're stronger than any generation this nation has ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. The potential there is there.
Yeah.
Because what have we been praying
but
for?
But what's going to make them stronger than any nation? The outpouring.
Yes.
He said, I'm going to pour out on your sons, your daughters, your handmaidens.
Right. And they're ready. And they're for such a time as this. Mm-hmm. They're made. I was born in the 50s. I couldn't survive mentally, probably, if I was born and not had that strong foundation that was so pure in a lot of ways. But we don't let that hinder us. These children are strong. Mm-hmm. And that outpouring, they're going to receive it, and they're going to be strong. Because
they're going to prophesy.
We're
talking for them. We're praying for them, but it'll be no more.
So don't let Satan deceive you to think, oh, the millennials are all this and they're that.
They're all gone.
And they're lazy and stuff like that.
Not all of them. Not all of them.
Claim what God claims over.
You know, right here now in the children's church, they've been laying hands and getting people healed.
Amen. From the baby, start with the baby.
Yes.
And God says they won't depart.
Right here in our church.
They won't depart.
Remember, just like Jesus used 12. If you compare the people that don't go to church to those that do, and then those that are learning, they're going to be something to reckon with. The ones that are learning, that you know, God's going to, they're going to be able to receive what the Holy Spirit is doing.
And you know, and Satan will say a lot in the public section about people that get government support. No,
mm-hmm.
Well, all them's going to vote for Democrats because they want everything free and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
He don't have them people no more. That's a deception too. They all are God created in God's image, and they're all worth something. And they know right from wrong, and they're strong. Satan's mm-hmm. not going to let them. I've said it before. Mm-hmm. And that's totally wrong.
Yeah.
They love this nation. They're patriotic. I mean, mm-hmm. speak what they are.
That's right. That's right.
They love God. God loves them.
Yeah. And now many people God is mightily using.
And that's why he's trying to keep the races mm-hmm. separated so mm-hmm. much. Satan
is afraid of our unity. He always was. He always will be.
He did races now. He's trying to do people that are poor with people. Of course, he's always... That's just deception over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Little Jim's sermon was wonderful.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, we... 1 Corinthians 11. I went backwards a little bit today. We'll pick up next week. The 1 Corinthians 11, verse 24. And when he had given thanks, he break it. And said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do ye in remembrance of me. Yeah. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. We can remember the victory of Jesus, the teachings, the guidance, the counsel, the warning. And it helps us in our lives to trust him. And you know, even in failure, God is patient. It didn't stop anything. But you regroup and you come back stronger. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I pray that you'll mightily move in our lives. Help us to go forward in you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.